All right, so one of the teams that dropped down the divisions last year was Norwich. But unlike a lot of teams that go into the Premier League, Norwich were very kind of clever. They didn't spend an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
So when they come down. Like I think I was saying to you as well, like if you look at a team like Burnley, who have kind of solid, a solid Premier League team now, you never look at Burnley and think, well, Burnley are going to struggle, really. And they're so good at home, I suppose. But yeah, that's a model for Norwich. Burnley were kind of up and down, and they waited till they went up the next time to spend the money.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's got to be Norwich's plan, because you've got the parachute payments. You had the Premier League payments last year. If you walk this year, you get the Premier League payments again, and then maybe you can talk about, you know, building a better squad. So we'll see. Byram's going to miss the start of the season. Huge player for them. Whether he's still at the club, either, you know, at the end of the transfer window is another question, along with a lot of their young players. But I think that's the way Norwich are kind of building their team now as well, isn't it?
All young players.
Youngsters in, trying to sell them on.
They have Oliver Skip as well in on loan.
They do, who's a very good player.
Yeah.
They do. And Quintilla in from Villarreal as well. A left back, 23. Came through the Barcelona Academy, so you know he can play football.
Definitely.
You know, they've added a lot of players as well.
And Jordan Hugel as well, they signed.
Hugel's, to me, is out of the 10 they've brought in, 10 or 11 players at this stage. I don't even know how many they brought in. He's one of the best signings for me, because he is going to get goals, you know.
Yeah.
15 on loan at QPR last season.
And 5 million is very good.
Yeah, 28 now as well. It's not like he's over the hill.
Yeah.
He knows the championship. He's going to be in a better team than the QPR team he was in last year.
Yeah.
You know, and when you think of Pukki, got what, 29 goals the season they came up?
Yeah.
Like if they're hanging on to him as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of goals in that team.
Pukki was brilliant at the start of the season in the Premier League. Pukki was fantastic. We all had him in the fantasy football. But look, he just fell asleep. Don't know where he went.
He did. But in the championship, he destroyed teams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
I reckon first or second, by the way.
I think, when we talk about there isn't a team that you would say are going to do well in the league necessarily, it's open. I think Norwich are the exception to that.
Yeah.
I think Norwich are built, I think, on purpose almost. Not that they wanted to be relegated, but they thought, look, there's a chance we're going to be relegated. We're not going to take a big financial risk. We're going to try and come back up, and that's when we'll spend the money. Compare that to the likes of maybe... who will come to later, Watford, who spent ferocious money last season and still went down.
Norwich are class, though. I think like even the players they produce underage, like the Cork lad Adam Adai, like, you know, Steve, you know him well.
He's in the Irish squad as well. Stephen Kenny, obviously, the New Ireland manager, knows all these under 21 players because he's had them at the Irish under 21s, and he thinks he's a good player. Now, again, if you, like you said, players they have up front, hopefully he'll get more of a chance this season in the championship, and we can see what he can really do. But they have three good strikers at that club now who can get you goals, and I think in the championship you need three or four strikers, again, just because of the schedule, you know.
100%.
You know, you're playing, you can't have young 19, 20 year olds playing three games a week because they will be burnt out by Christmas.
Yeah. It's a grueling league. It's an absolute grueling league. Like, you know what I mean? I think a lot of the mid teams in the German league and the Spanish league would find a hair in the championship.
They would. It's so different. There's so many games. The travel is a bit all over the place. You know, it's. You know, and it's, you know, some grounds are really good, and then some grounds are like, you know, where Coventry don't even have a ground, I suppose. You'll be playing twice when you're playing. So, you know, it's one of those where it's, you know, you could be playing at a great stadium one day, and then, you know, you're being pelted by rain by a place that only has half a stand next week. You know, it's a strange league that way, you know, good pitches, bad pitches. You know, it's tough. So, you know, Norwich have the experience, I suppose, if they kind of walked the league there, they came up a little bit.
I think they will.
And I think so again.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest, I suppose, we came out there. A bit unlucky not to make it last season. I don't think anyone saw that coming with Swansea.
Great club.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
You know, they must be absolutely disappointed.
But was, again, it like an eight goal swing or something?
It was a massive, yeah, a 7 or 8 goal swing on the last day that took them out. It's really tough to take, I'd imagine, for them. And that can go one of two ways. They can feel sorry for themselves, you know, not do well. But more than likely, they'll be like, look, lads, we need to do better this season. You know, they've got some nice players in as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When you look at it, Jack Colback, who was, you know, and from Newcastle, people are wondering where the hell has he been. He was twice on loan at Forest before, but not last season, obviously. Hasn't played in a while, 30 years old now, so good experience.
Yeah.
Lyle Tyler joins from Charlton, who got, you know, get you a goal. Tyler Blackett, who was, you know, once of Man United.
He was once Louis van Gaal's favourite player.
Yeah.
Correct, I remember that.
He comes in from Reading. So again, you know, good goal-getter there if they can get him firing, right?
Yeah.
Fouad Barishu comes in from Swedish League, you know, where he was playing under Graham Potter. His what are they called again, his team?
Malmo? No.
Ostrons. Yeah, Ostrons.
Yeah.
He was playing with them. He was once at PSG, but he also used to play for Greenock Morton. So when you talk about a guy that's really been all over the world, his career kind of fell apart, but he did so well in Sweden. And he comes in from Malmo now. A good defensive midfielder. Again, 30, same as Colback. Two good experienced midfielders.
Yeah.
And Luke Freeman comes in on loan from Sheffield United with an option to buy. Having not played, obviously Freeman was signed by Sheffield United last season when they went up, but never that much.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good signing too for them.
He's got a lot to prove. Obviously, he's got that pedigree. And, you know, he was fairly unlucky. Like, that Sheffield United team last year in the Premier League were, you know, phenomenal. Like, but I think Luke Freeman has a serious point to prove. I think he's going to definitely get a couple of goals.
Yeah.
I think so.
And if you look at that, if you look at Bashiru, if you look at Blackett, if you look at, you know, Freeman, if you look at Colback, those are good signings for a team that just missed out at the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
You know, so
I reckon they will go playoffs again.
Make the playoffs?
They might. It'd be very close.
It's always kind of tough to know the start of the season, isn't it? But
yeah, it'll be very, very close.
I think Forest have to be like one of the favourites. I think they'll use last year's experience where they must have just thought, look, it's not going to happen. We're in the playoffs. We look forward to that. And then they're kind of caught in the hop a little bit. They won't let that happen again. I know that they're professional footballers. I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
So do we all think they have a good chance at the playoffs?
I think they'll be there or
thereabouts. And another team, I suppose this one has a lot of Irish interest and a lot of Cork interest too, I suppose, in Preston North End. Obviously with Alan Brown being from your neck of the woods, Phil.
Yeah.
Neighbour of yours.
The corner,
Broke into the Irish team last year, kind of for the first time, did kind of well for Ireland. Like I said, he probably had a better first half of the season than he did the second half.
Yeah.
But that's probably true of Preston as well.
Yeah.
Preston kind of didn't have the best end to the season. They were a bit up and down.
They kind of wandered there for a while.
You know, but again, you know, they didn't do too bad. Paul Gallagher staying at the club. What, 63 now or something?
Yeah.
he's staying at the club, so good to have him around. Ryan Ledson signed a new deal. And again, with a Cork interest, even though he's not from Cork, but obviously played for Cork City. Paul McGuire signed a new deal with the club.
Yeah, that's a great signing.
Now, Shawnee got a great start to his career at Preston. He was firing in goals when he first went there.
And he got a bad injury. Yeah, he got a bad injury.
And it can take a year or two to get over an injury like that. Didn't have a great season last year. I think Preston fans that I talked to would say, you can't fault his work rate, but he doesn't score the goals anymore.
Yeah.
But again...
Is he out of position, though, I wonder? I think there's a lot of time he's played out of position.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He can be a little bit, but even when he was doing that the first time around, he was still getting the goals for them, and he's just not...
Yeah.
At the moment. No, that said, he did score yesterday in the Caribou Cup for them.
Yeah.
Barkhausen, who I think is just going to go from strength to strength every season that he plays in the championship, also got a goal for them yesterday.
He's pretty good.
Big year, though, again, like we were saying with O'Dowd at Bristol, in terms of from an Irish point of view, big year for Sean McGuire. He hasn't really done it in an Irish jersey yet.
Huge.
And, but again, if they can get him firing, and scoring goals. You know Barkhuizen's going to get you goals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Alan Brown is going to be solid in there. They have good, good players.
But even Scott, like when they got in Scott, the last seven, Scott Sinclair, yeah.
Yeah, like, another good signing.
A great addition, yeah.
Yeah.
So they've got the players definitely to do well, especially going forward.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, defensively.
Defensively, they're okay. They did okay, but again, they've got to get rid of that inconsistency they had last season.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where they're like winning a game, winning two games, and then they're losing their next three. It's kind of almost the way Brentford had been.
Yeah.
Kind of going the same way, where, you know, Brentford could beat a team 8-0 one week and lose 6-0 the following week a couple of years ago.
They have a great manager. I think, you know, they have a manager he's got a lot of experience. He's been in the Premier League. I think it's definitely make or break this year for Preston, because, you know, they've been so close. They always kind of fall off the mark.
Yeah,
the last 8 weeks, you know what I mean, of the season.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they have a good squad. Yeah,
it's like they get burned out or something.
Yeah, it's just a good squad. And I think they could probably, because of that, use a couple more players in. Just again, because of how tough the championship is, you need to be able to rest players to keep them at their best. You know, if you're going away to a team, or if you're even home to a team that you probably should be beating 3 or 4 nil. You know, you don't want to always have your best players out in those games. Give them a rest somehow.
That's it.
It's going to be an interesting season for Preston. But like I said, I think it could be make or break. I think if they don't make the playoffs this season, then there's got to be massive change at that club, surely.
Oh, yeah.
There will be. 100%.
Yeah.
So we move on now to, obviously come back to London, and QPR, who were kind of mid-table last year again.
They
do well, though. And they play really good football. Had a good end to the season. They got a couple of wins that people probably weren't expecting them to get.
Yeah.
At the end of the season.
They lost a huge player, though. They did,
as he went off to join Eze, wasn't it? Or went off to join Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Big money for him, though. 19.5 million.
Yeah.
So they've got that now to reinvest. Luke Weymouth did well on loan with them last season. He joins from Spurs. Lyndon Dykes, who got 11 goals for Livingston in Scotland last season, comes in.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's a big loss, isn't he?
Yeah, and they have a good manager as well.
Warburton, who's got a lot of experience again, Brentford kind of connection there as well. He knows the division.
Yeah.
George Thomas, again, comes in for free from Leicester.
Yeah.
He'll never played a game for Leicester, but he was signed off the back of how well he played for Coventry.
He
started to break into the Welsh team under Ryan Giggs, and I know Giggs rates him very, very highly.
Well, that's always good to have a legend.
He could be a very good signing for them.
Yeah.
You know, a good manager, awesome big player, brought in a few players, have 19 and a half million burning a hole in their pocket now again.
It's a massive loss, though. Eze was very, very good from last year.
He was very good. So if they can bring someone in, though, with the money they now have, given that players are going to be that bit cheaper.
I wonder who.
You know, yeah, you wonder who. But like I said, they brought in Dykes from Livingston. And you could probably look at the Scottish League, maybe, even if they had to.
There's some
good players in that Scottish League that I think would probably, you know, they'd be on more money probably if they come to the Championship.
Yeah,
definitely.
Take Celtic and Rangers out of the equation. But if you go to the other teams, they'd probably be on more money in the Championship than they would be.
They
play sexy football. Like, QPR have always been a team. Even when you go back to, yet again, like, you know what I mean, the heyday when Redknapp was there. But like, they're a great club, great stadium. They always play good football. It's always good to watch them on the telly.
Yeah.
Yet again, they should have no hassle getting in players, you know, top Championship players on the brink, young Premier League prodigies.
Because you remember when they had that 11 they had there with, like, Cisse and
all. Oh, my God. Great club. Great side. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But when you think, too, like you said, they play really good football. They have a manager in Warburton who's known for, you know, doing well with players.
Yeah.
You know, helping them on. Especially the younger players. It's probably a dream club if you're, you know, a Man City, or if you're a Man United, a Liverpool, an Arsenal, a Spurs, or whoever. I want my young fella to go and play for a season. So, you know, so let's say QPR do good business. They spend the 19 and a half million on Ronaldo or someone.
I reckon about 12.
12?
Yeah.
I had 11. I had 11 stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So you're going to go around mid-table. I'll shock you with this one. I think QPR are going to finish second this season.
That's if they raid Arsenal. They're a good team to raid Arsenal players and get all the Arsenal boys in. But yeah, I like it. I like it outside the box.
So sorry to QPR fans. That probably means you'll be relegated. Apologies to QPR fans for that prediction. So we move on again. We stay in London. Well, post-ish anyway. We're Reading. A new manager announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Brownovich comes in from Chicago Fire in the MLS, where he was for 4 years, did quite well over there. And Bowen moves back upstairs to his director of football role. Really long interim manager. He was there for almost a year at this stage.
Yeah, yeah. The only issue with that manager is like could have become like what happened to Swansea.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
He's got good experience, though. He's, you know, a good manager. You know, where are they going to go, though? It's tough to know, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Letting Charlie Adam go, first of all, is probably a good move, you know. But
it is.
Yeah.
But they also lost Tyler Blackett, who we talked about a minute ago, Chris Gunter, Garrett McCleary, Jordan Obita. I mean, they've lost good players, experienced players. Yeah. Even if they were kind of past it a little bit, that's a lot of experience to take out of a team with a new manager coming in.
But they seem to be signing a lot of players on their lap. No disrespect. Like, there's a lot of legends in the game, but we're seeing a lot of players at 33, 34, 35 coming to Reading. Is it just a case they're the club that they give that, you know, that player on the brink?
Longer contracts.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon they're going to get relegated anyway.
Maybe it's a good team to get rid of them. Now, they did bring in a couple of players. Joshua Larry comes in from Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
You know? They also brought in, I think it was yesterday as well, Ejaria from Liverpool, who was there on loan, I think.
Oh, yeah, they got about a four-year deal.
You might know him a bit better, Jerry, than me would. But he played a few cup games for Liverpool. He had 8 games, I think, in his whole career there.
In the team that Roy Hodgson had, he would have broke into that team. Obviously, Jurgen Klopp's a different kettle of fish.
This Liverpool
team is incredible. But if it was back in the era of Roy Hodgson or maybe even the early stages of Brendan Rodgers, this could have broke into that team. It's just near impossible at the moment.
Exciting there. He could do well. But I think they're going to struggle. I think if you offered them same position that they had last season, I think they'd bite your hand off right now. I think they'll struggle big time.
They messed up, lads, when they got rid of Yap Stam. So obviously they almost got promoted. They were on the brink of promotion back to the Premier League under Yap Stam. They made some serious bold moves right after that.
And it's kind of one of those things of you think about other clubs that have done it. When you think of like Aston Villa with Martin O'Neill, when they kept finishing sixth and they thought, well, we're going no higher than sixth, we'll get rid of O'Neill. And we saw what happened to Villa when they got rid of Martin O'Neill.
Yeah.
Ipswich, who got rid of Mick McCarthy. And look what's happened to Ipswich after they got rid of Mick McCarthy. Reading are probably that kind of a way as well. Like, I mean, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Got rid of the manager and things haven't worked out for them. But a new guy in from America, different style of coaching. He'll get the players fitter. And again, I don't know how much money is there because we don't know, are they getting rid of those experienced players because they just want them off the wage bill, or are they really in trouble financially again from the coronavirus and all that?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose one thing that you have with a manager coming from the MLS is he may know a player or two from there that others wouldn't be too sure of.
They might
be able to bring in cheaply.
Yeah, that would be very handy,
So we all reckon Reading are going to really struggle this season?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They'll be lucky to stay up. They'll be happy to stay up.
They don't have any forward players.
So the three of us reckon they're in big trouble for good out.
Yeah. They need a Kevin Doyle.
So put all your money on Reading getting promoted. So it's basically what we're saying. So Rotherham as well, another team that came up.
Great club.
Yeah. Obviously Ogbeni, who was at Cork City for a while, went off to Brentford.
He's
now at Rotherham. Irish news, I suppose. He declared for Ireland last week and can't be in the squad this time because the paperwork hasn't cleared with the FAI and all that. A big season for him as well, I suppose. He's very exciting. He was huge talent when he was in Ireland. He's 23 now. Didn't work for him at Brentford, obviously.
I think he might kick off the season.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I think there's less pressure on him.
Great player. He obviously he went to Brentford, as you know, lads. He played a couple of games at Brentford. Obviously, he's gone alone. I think the fact he declared with Ireland is fantastic. Obviously, he's energetic. I remember watching him at Cork City, the under-19s, when they played Roma. The lad has buckets of potential. And, you know, he shined. I think Richie Toll, obviously, he left Rotherham and he went to Salford. I think he's actually regretting that move now. But I think so.
Yeah,
Rotherham are going to be they're going to be dark horses.
There's another team coming up full of confidence, and he's a good, he's an exciting player. Like you said, we've seen him play a few times now, albeit he was much younger when we saw him play.
Yeah,
but he's 23 now. It's a good age for him in the Championship to kind of kick on a bit.
He's really.
I think this season will be huge for him.
Yeah. You know, and again, he's a player that the Irish manager would know well.
Yeah,
having worked with the under-21s and that.
Yeah.
You know, he'd have been keeping an eye on him. He was obviously, he's Nigeria-born, moved to Ireland when he was a youngster.
Great guy. He's actually only in Cork a few weeks back. I was messing with him. Because I was like, Uncle Benny, we're still waiting on the Clayton Hotel for you to arrive for that interview, bud. And he was laughing. But obviously he's a humble guy. He's always back home. Obviously he's close to his roots. You know.
Absolutely.
I think he can make a huge impact. He's going to be the guy that will, you know, Rotherham, like, a lot of people are predicting them to, you know, to struggle to stay up the season, but I think that can bring the best out of someone like him when he's trying to break into Stephen Kenny's squad too.
And as well, we've got to talk about Angus MacDonald.
Yeah.
A guy missed the 18-19 season when he had a calf injury and then a deep vein thrombosis. All ready to go last season, was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
You know, managed to come back and play near the end of last season. You know, with Hull, but Hull ultimately went down. And now he's fresh start, new club with Rotherham. His health seems to be good. Yeah. Like, you can't help but wish someone like that well.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrific 2 years he's had.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's really sad because he's actually really good. He's talented. Like,
you know, 27 now. His health seems to be good. He's, you know, he's over cancer. His attitude, obviously, to come through that is probably, you know, he's probably right attitude. And he could have a good year for them too.
He could,
he's a good signing.
Definitely.
Very good.
You know, Wes Harding comes in from Birmingham. Mikel Miller, the winger.
Mikel Miller, yeah.
You know, from Hamilton. You know, Kieran Sadler, who we know from Cork City as well.
Yeah.
A good player as well. And who else is there? Jamal Lowe came in.
Yeah.
800,000. I know they put in a bid earlier that was a little less. 800,000 plus add-ons again. Played 41 games for Wigan last season in the league.
It's not so again,
knows the league well. Like, and you think of Wigan are kind of an exception. You think of, oh, a team went down, the players can't be that good if the team went down. But like Wigan, it was the points deduction relegated them, really.
Their
players aren't bad. You know?
Yeah.
I tell you, Rotherham are lucky to get Sadler because he was heavily linked to, you know, massive championship teams. Preston wanted him, you know what I mean? There was talks that Norwich wanted him. So obviously they were looking to get him. Great signing.
Doncaster's top scorer last season.
Yep.
You know, so coming into that team again, so there's a nice Cork City connection up front there.
Yeah.
For Rotherham this season. So
100%.
I suppose Cork, people in Cork will be keeping an eye on them, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I suppose an early start, good start for them, full of confidence. Young, exciting players.
You know, yeah, I reckon
mid-table for them. I don't think they're going to struggle.
I reckon 16th.
Yeah. So, Andrew, you already figured they'd stay up.
I was saying 13th or 14th. So I'm going to go unlucky 13th. Unlucky for a lot of people, but I reckon Rotherham will be happy with 13th. That's a good start.
I think in around there, I think mid-table, in around mid-table is anywhere there, they'll be happy with and build on that for next season.
Yeah.
You know, we move on to another team that looked absolutely doomed at one stage last season in Stoke City before Michael O'Neill came in. And what a job he did to keep them up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was a lot of the season left when he was appointed, but they were relegated when he came in.
Yeah.
Didn't they lose like 8-0 at one point?
Yeah, they were just gone. I mean, and then they're bringing in Michael O'Neill, you know, who, you know, come from Northern Ireland where he did a great job. He'd come from Shamrock Rovers where he'd done a good job.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't get why people give out about Stephen Kenny in the Ireland job. Because he did so well at Dundalk. But, you know, Michael O'Neill, what a job he did last season. And I suppose, in a way, he's proved himself to people who said, you know, well, he has no experience at this level and that kind of thing. And, you know, I think...
Any squad with a player like Joe Allen is going to stay up, lads. Joe Allen is world-class. Welsh Messi.
Very good. Although injured, and he is going to miss the start of the season.
Oh, Jesus, they're in trouble.
They didn't train very well, though. Morgan Fox,
left back
in from Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. James Chester, who was on loan with them last season. Good experience at the back again. Yeah. Stephen Fletcher, experience up front, again comes in from Wednesday. And the weirdest signing in the Championship for me all season, and it's, unless Messi or Ronaldo go somewhere, John Obi Mikel coming in on a free transfer to Stoke.
He's got so much money in the bank, he can play whoever he wants. He made millions upon millions at Chelsea. He's won the Premier League. He's won the Champions League. This guy can do what he wants.
What is he, 32 now? Maybe older than that?
He said Stoke sounded nice. I like the sounds of Stoke. I'll go there.
It is possibly the weirdest signing so far in the transfer window. Maybe he just wanted to play for Michael O'Neill. Maybe he's a big Northern Ireland fan.
He spotted a nice 2-bedroom flat in Stoke and he likes it. He wants a simple life from Tenerife.
Is there a nice 2-bedroom flat in Stoke?
Oh, there is. Stoke on Trent, right up the road from Phil Taylor, the dart player. He wants to play darts.
Maybe he's a big darts fan. Maybe he's thinking of, you know, starting the darts after he gives up football.
I think so.
I had to check that 3 or 4 times when I heard that he'd signed for Stoke City.
Yeah, I think he was with Middlesbrough last year too, I think, or the year before. I think he was on loan at Middlesbrough.
Yeah, he'd went over to the Middle East or somewhere, hadn't he? He'd gone somewhere to make a lot of money anyway. But yeah, coming back in. Like you said, Joe Allen's going to be missing for a bit of the season. But Mikel coming in, Chester coming in, Fletcher coming in, Morgan Fox coming in. That's a lot of experience coming into Stoke.
And they all fall over that.
He's doing. Surely they'll do better than they did last season.
They will, but not by much.
Just miss the playoffs?
No, they're going to get into it. They're going to get into the playoffs. Yeah, 100%. Michael O'Leary is a great manager.
Yeah, I think Stoke have a chance. I think they'll be thereabouts, battling for 5th or 6th, maybe. But I wouldn't be surprised if they, like Phil said, if they just missed out, which I think wouldn't be bad, given where they were when he took over. Well, that's it. That seems to be the kind of thing for the Championship, isn't it? You're struggling to score goals. Fletcher, though, got goals for Wednesday. I know he's no spring chicken, but again, you know, he'll score goals. If you give him a chance, he'll put it away.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll get 10 goals this season.
Yeah, 10, 11 goals, which isn't bad, considering that's all they may want for him, you know. He got 13 last season with Wednesday, so. Yeah,
that's good.
You know, if you can get him around that again this season with the other players they have, you know, that's could push him up the table a bit. Swansea, I'd say they were as surprised as anyone that they were in the playoffs last season. Like we already talked about, Rhian Brewster, who Klopp is kind of having a look at, kind of really have him in around the squad or not.
After missing that penalty.
the poor guy.
Virgil didn't look too happy about that penalty miss.
No. That's a good side. But if they can get him back, I mean, they're looking to bring him back on loan. 11 goals, I think, he scored from last season in 22 games. You said, he got 10 in the first 20 or something. 11 and 22. Or, like, he'll be big for them if they can get him back. But also, Ayew was huge from last season.
Massive.
Going to be hard to keep a hold of him, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially with someone like West Ham or West Brom. We'll try and get him.
Freddie Woodman was on loan last season from Newcastle. He comes back in to play on goalkeeper. Jamal Lowe, you know.
Gibbs White.
Gibbs White is a good player, isn't he? To come in on loan.
He's a good young player.
It's, I suppose Swansea season really is dependent, as we said, on the two up front, basically. Does Brewster come back on loan? And can they keep a hold of Ayew?
Yeah, and if they don't, I reckon they're in trouble, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, they put a good run together at the end of last season to make the playoffs. You know, the kind of the last game, I don't think they even went out there thinking they were going to be there, like.
Yeah.
Brewster's magic. I think Brewster made that difference, definitely.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Liverpool let him go again.
I think he'd go to a bigger club, though. I think Sheffield United
should let him go alone, to be honest with you, because he's not going to get matches.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he scored goals last season. If he can push on again, score more championship goals, from a Liverpool point of view, it's only good if he does that, because either you bring him into the team then, or his value has gone up and you get more money from him if you decide to sell him.
Yeah, exactly.
So we move on to a team that are really struggling and already bottom of the table, 12 points.
Poor Gary Monk.
Minus 12 points, so they're already 12 points behind everyone else. Strange one, because they were found guilty, but if the points deduction was last season, they'd have finished bottom and would have been relegated. But the financial irregularities were the season before, which had they been deducted that season, they wouldn't have been relegated.
Yeah.
So they've kind of come to the compromise of, well, we'll deduct them from the start of this season. We won't relegate you, but we'll take them from next season, because I think the reason was that the league hadn't put their case forward quickly enough, where if Wednesday had been deducted the points the year they should have been, they wouldn't have been relegated.
Yeah.
But to start off on minus 12 is not easy for a team.
No, I think they're actually in real trouble.
Yeah. They really are, aren't they?
Well, four games isn't a lot, lads. You know what I mean? I suppose.
No, it's not. But like, even last season, they weren't great.
Yeah, I mean, they have Dunkley comes in from Wigan again. Wigan, another one. Izzy Brown on loan from Chelsea.
He's not bad. He's quite.
You know, he was at Luton last season. Did well to help Luton stay up.
Westwood still on goal for? Is Westwood still on the goalie? Is he still goalie for Sheffield Wednesday? Westwood.
I don't think he is. Dele Bisharu comes in. Man City, you know, young player, only 19.
Yeah.
You know, he's never made the breakthrough Man City, like so many others probably won't. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. 19 years old, been at Man City since he was 11. So you'd imagine technically he'll be good, if nothing else. But like you said, poor old Gary Monk, a good manager, good experience. Like you said, four wins isn't a lot, but, you know, if we're 10 games into the season and they're still on, you know, negative points, or if they're only on 1 or 2 points, that's going to be a problem, you know. Yeah, so they've really got to start well.
Yeah, you know, in the first 10 games, they'd want to be winning 5 of them.
Yeah, you want to, in the first 10 games, you want to be plus points. At the end of 10 games, you'd be hoping they'd be, you know, maybe, you know, like you said, 5 points. If they were 5 to 7 points after the first 10 games, they'd be delighted.
I think they're great.
They have to be one of the favourites to go down, just on the fact that they're minus 12 points.
And plus, people are giving out. They want them to go down because of what happened with Wigan. So.
Yeah, but like we said there, I think that would have been harsh, because it wasn't their fault that the Football League didn't have their affairs in order quick enough.
Yeah.
Because they would have survived that season.
Yeah, I suppose.
If it had gone through in the right season. But like you said, I suppose they've lost players, like we said. You know, Fletcher is gone, Fox is gone. Whenever there's financial irregularities, you have to wonder how much money is at the club. But they seem to be doing okay in terms of players they're bringing in. Struggle though, but you reckon they'll be okay, Jerry?
Yeah, I think they're going to definitely. I think, in my opinion, anywhere between 12th and 15th.
I think they're finishing last.
You think they're going to be bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, just because I have friends who are Sheffield Wednesday fans, that they are going to finish just outside the relegation. You know, a miracle last day survival. You know, and then win the Champions League in the next 12 years.
Yeah, why not? They're a big club.
So we move on then to Watford. Another of the teams to go down. New manager.
Another new manager.
Vladimir Ivic comes in from, he was managing in Israel.
Yeah.
You know, he was also, you know, another guy that, how long is he going to last? Do we give him 3 games, 4 games before they decide?
I'd say 4 or 5 months.
You know?
4 or 5 months.
They did bring in Girieta, who comes in as the managing director, or the sporting director, I think they're calling him.
Yeah.
He's worked with that family, the owners of Watford, before at Udinese. He's worked as well in Bulgaria and other clubs in Italy. Maybe he'll give a bit more stability and they might stop firing managers every, 3 weeks.
Yeah. They've had like 12 managers in like 5 seasons.
The year they went up, didn't they have 4 managers?
Yeah. Crazy club. A fantastic club when it comes to fans and players. But like, sacking Nigel Pearson.
It's crazy.
They deserve to go down.
They did after that because it was nuts.
Yeah.
It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And then they're struggling so badly at the end of last season and they're on a big downer. They brought in the new manager. We don't know how he's going to be, coming from Israeli football, which is very different.
Yeah.
You know, the last time someone came in, an Israeli came in, didn't go too well.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to lose Will Hughes as well. And I think Troy Deeney could be out the gap as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if someone comes in for him, you wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, you think of Everton are after your man, aren't they? Like holding on to Sarr is going to be difficult.
Welbeck's gone as well.
They're going to want a lot of money. Like we said, Welbeck has a 5 million release clause because they were relegated.
Yeah.
And I know his injury issues, but still, if you're, like I said, Newcastle earlier, where Dwight Gayle is now out for a long time, Andy Carroll didn't score last season.
Yeah.
Joe Linton got 2 goals last season. Surely Danny Welbeck is going to improve on that.
Yeah.
heavily linked for a move back to Arsenal, I'm telling you.
So we'll see, like with Watford, they're going to get rid of a lot of players, you'd imagine, of their big name players.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be getting the right money in, but also, can they have time to spend that money?
Yeah.
There's a tricky one because I don't know where they're going to finish.
Yeah, Jeremy Ngakia comes in from West Ham, young defender, 19. Remember, they were talking about him being the next big thing at West Ham for a while?
Yeah.
When he broke into the team, but now he's gone. He's at Watford. Chuco Hernandez comes in from Getafe, only 21.
Yeah.
A good player, Colombian international. Coming in from Spanish football again, but it's, are some of these signings, like especially Hernandez, he coming in to replace someone that they have feelings going to go, like a
Sarr,
there's just, like you said, it's hard to place this one because there's way too many question marks on them.
Yeah.
We have no idea what this manager is like. We don't know if he's going to be sacked before the season even starts.
Like, they could be a Huddersfield and finish in the bottom, like.
They could. They could easily be relegated again if things don't go right for them.
Crazy. They'll win their first 3 games of the season and they'll sack the manager and bring in some new manager then.
Bring in someone else, and then, sack him at Christmas and bring some guy in from Mongolia or something. Take over and then sack him and then bring back a manager they had 6 years ago.
They'll probably try and get Eddie Howe.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose it depends. Like, there's too many question marks to even guess where Watford could finish first or second. If they can hold on to a lot of their players, or they could be relegated if they have a disaster.
Yeah, they could. Yeah,
they'll be safe though. I think they're definitely they're too kind of well structured to fall out of that top 10.
I'd like them to not go down, but they could go down.
They have a lot of money in that squad. A lot of money. If they do sell the players, that's a lot of money coming into Watford.
Yeah.
Like that they can if they needed to buy the Royal Trouble. Plus the owners aren't sure you're spending money anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah's linked to Liverpool. I know Sarah could end up at Liverpool for 40 million. Like, that's enough to buy an entire squad for them.
Yeah. I mean, it's about signing championship players, which teams that come down from the Premier League, especially like Watford, if they've been up a few years in the Premier League.
Yeah.
There's a difference between guys that can do it in the Premier League and guys that can do it in the Championship, because it's a different type of football, a different type of league. You look at the likes of Dwight Gayle at Newcastle, how much better he is in the Championship than he is in the Premier League. And it's not that he's bad in the Premier League, he's just knows how to play the teams in the Championship.
Yeah, exactly.
And the defenders aren't as good as they are in the Premier League. You're going to get more chances.
Yeah.
So if you have good forwards, and again, like you said, maybe Deeney will stay, maybe Deeney will leave. You'd imagine Deeney will score more goals in the Championship than he would in the Premier League.
Let's see how much he really loves Watford. Let's see how much he really loves Watford, because he's always kissing the badge.
Yeah.
West Ham will come in for him. Brighton will come in for him. Yeah. Let's see if he stays. Yeah.
And you're like, how old is he now?
32,
how old is Troy? 32.
32, I think, now, yeah.
Might stay with
him. I know the way Sky Sports were talking to him at the end of last season. They were talking to him like he was 42. he's only like 33.
Well, he'll stay with him, I think.
Yeah, my favourite quote, there. I think, that interview at the end of the season when he called him a cheeky bollocks. Talking to him about retiring. Like, I'm not that old. So, yeah, so it's a good one. Do they still have Delafay, who's still there, isn't he?
And I think he's leaving.
He's leaving as well, yeah. Sarr.
Yeah. AC Milan.
Like, there's a lot of money coming into Watford if they get rid of those three players.
Yeah. And the core is like 35 million.
Yeah. And like you said, Sarr, they spent a fortune on him. They're going to want that back.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could have, you know, between 80 and 100 million coming into Watford.
Yeah.
That they can have to reinvest in the squad. But, you know, you got to reinvest it smartly too. So,
They might buy AO off of Swansea, you never know.
Yeah, something like that, you know. Yeah. I think Watford will do okay. I don't think they'll go down. I don't think they'll necessarily make the playoffs. No. But it all depends on who they sell and who they bring in, I suppose.
Yeah. I think they're going to do a Huddersfield on it.
You think they're going to struggle this season?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And win the league next season.
Maybe.
We'll see. And the last team, finally, another team that got up, Wickham.
Come on, Wickham.
Wanderers,
come
on.
Yeah.
Ekin Fenwa signed a new deal.
Legend.
For the week. Legend of a player.
Legend of a dancer, a player, man.
Everything, you know. And surely he's going to get a few goals in Championship from the bench.
I think so.
Like from corners and scrappy goals and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Teams will hate playing against him.
You can't mark the guy. He's too big.
Yeah.
All you can do is jump into him and
incredible, hold, Rolly. You know. He's incredible. He'll shine in the Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think from the bench, like more so than in the Premier League, which most people watch, in the Championship, that last 25 minutes, kind of forward you can bring on when teams are tiring. There's so many bench strikers in the Championship that come on and score goals.
How old is he now?
37, I think.
You know, he's what a legend of a guy.
He deserves the chance. He deserves the chance.
And he's done so well for Wickham. I'm glad they're the ones that gave him the chance.
Yeah.
Other clubs have kind of got promoted with him and let him go back down again to League One.
So
it'll be good to see him in the Championship. He definitely deserves it.
They have a good manager as well.
They do, yeah. Who else has come in? Joel Phillips comes in, was on loan there last season. Jason McCarthy was at Millwall last year, didn't get game time. He comes back to Wickham.
Yeah.
Like you said, the manager, Gareth Ainsworth, you know? No, best hair, probably, of all the managers in the division.
I think they'll struggle.
Yeah. You think they're going to struggle this year?
Yeah, I think they might go down, but they'll be thereabouts.
Well, I think the manager's good. Like, he's, you know, obviously he was legend with the Crazy Gang at Wimbledon. At the end of his career, he did so well at Wickham. You know, he's a lot of experience, but still a young manager.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, like he's only into his 40s now, I believe, isn't he? Probably.
Yeah, he's early 40s.
You know, like we said, great hair, nice.
Yeah.
you know, so that helps. I don't know how it helps, but it probably helps somehow. But they haven't signed massive amounts of players. They're going to be on a high again. Good start needed if they're going to stay up.
Yeah. They definitely need to be winning their first like few matches.
Yeah.
Get off to a good start.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Jerry? Do you think
I think it's gonna be the case of they'll be a 15th or 14th. I think they're gonna surprise a lot of people. Great fans, if you can get the fans back into the stadium, that's a huge thing. But they've got swagger, you know, they were a great team to knock teams out of the FA Cup over the years. There's definitely history there at Wickham, and I think that if they can get a good start, I think they'll surprise a lot of teams and they will finish, you know, 14th, 15th, no problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, if they did that, I think they'd be delighted. I think that would be something they'd love to do, would be to kind of, I suppose survival has to be their first goal. Coming up the way they did, like. I think good start, they have every chance of staying up.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so that was it, the teams. run through. We'll come back and go through the first few games before they start in the season and give some predictions on what we think are going to happen there. So I think a rundown of that, if people were to go through the whole thing, we probably have out the 24 teams in the championship, about 20 of them finishing mid-table. So that should be an interesting season.
Don't you love the championship, huh?
20 of them finishing mid-table, maybe one relegated and Norwich winning the league. So, but it is that kind of a division, isn't it? You just don't know.
It's very hard. Like Watford could get relegated. That is that kind of way. Like.
Yeah, it's a strange one. But you look at, I suppose, people look to the Premier League and the other leagues around Europe, the big leagues, and you think the first like 8 to 10 games, you get a sense of how the division is shaping up. In the Championship, it's about 16, 17 games in before you have any idea how the teams are playing.
I remember Sunderland were down the bottom that Roy took over.
Yeah.
And got promoted.
Yeah.
It's
that kind of a division. It's the season's almost half over before you have an idea of how good teams actually are.
Yeah.
And weird, I suppose, extended transfer deadline is going to be a strange one. It's going to be a weird one. And they're allowed loans and transfers, I think, beyond that even between the leagues within England. So
I wonder, will Sky Sports actually have anyone in the studio for transfer day the way they're sacking everyone at the moment?
You can do it, Jerry. You do it.
Three of us can do it.
We'll do our own live transfer deadline day. We'll get on to taxi drivers at airports. My grandmother's aunt spotted this guy's cousin in a supermarket. Those kind of rumors are always the best. It's an exciting season, though, isn't it? The championship. Going to see a lot of games on TV. Obviously, they have a deal where season ticket holders are going to be able to watch matches on the streaming service there. It's going to be £10, I think, for them to see an away game. Or you'll pay that if you're not a season ticket holder. You won't have a promo code. So it's kind of nice that fans are going to get to see the games anyway. Even if it's not where they want to see them. But like you said, it's just such a special, special league. And they reckon the end of October they might start bringing fans in. But I don't know, have you been watching French football at all since it kicked back off at the weekend?
Oh, yeah, there's been a few fans.
They're allowing fans into the stadium, but it's really bizarre. They have them kind of on one side of the stand and behind one goal. I don't know where the camera is looking. Very bunched out. And this, you know, adding in the crowd noise, they're mixing that with some of the real crowd noise. And
it's weird.
It's really weird. I suppose that's the way they do it. We don't know how they're going to let fans back in. You know, are you going to be given a time? You know, are they going to do it the way they do it in France? I don't know. But an exciting season ahead, and you look forward to talking people through it as we see it happening. And
hopefully a few guests.
Hopefully a few guests, talking to some former championship players, maybe a few current championship players that we know. And it should be exciting. So, until next time, guys, when we make predictions wrongly. So definitely for people, anyone who likes a bit of a gamble, go the opposite of what we say.
I never pick Sheffield Wednesday.
Never trust Sheffield Wednesday. All right, guys. We leave it there.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.